what do you want for Christmas? You know, what's the gifts that you like? And as it just so happens, I still need to buy some gifts myself, and I've got a few nerds in my life, and maybe you've got a few nerds in your life too. So we thought, what are we going to do about this? We need a gift guide, but we just aren't going to have any old gift guide. We need one from the one and only Adam, who hosts our wonderful recurring segment Level Up Down Under. He's live in the studio with me right now as I speak. Adam, welcome.
Ho, ho, ho. Good to be here.
It's very good to have you here, man. Seriously. So, yeah, we gotta start off, I guess, as your bread and butter for the nerds in your life, the video games. What have we got happening here?
Yeah, of course. We've got a couple of good games I think would be fun for pretty much the whole family. Kirby Air Riders is a new one. It's for the Nintendo Switch 2. I was going to say Mario Kart, but I feel like everybody who already has a Switch 2 already has Mario Kart. Yeah. But Kirby Air Riders is honestly probably a bit more fun. It's like you've got two buttons. You turn with left and right, and then you drift. What more do you need? And then I think this is on Nintendo as well, but also on PlayStation and Xbox. There's Sonic Racing, Cross Worlds. Just another good kart racing. Good fun for the whole family.
Yeah, you like doing a bit of a couple of burnouts there, do you?
I just think it's a classic. I mean, everybody loves a good racing game.
Yeah. And do you have any non-racing suggestions just to chuck them out there?
Yeah, there are a couple good retro gaming consoles out now.
Oh, yes, of course.
They're getting easier and easier to find. They can vary in price range as well, from like 30 up to $300. But honestly, like if you're looking for something that can just run stuff from the 80s, 90s, and before, like 30, 40 bucks. That's millions of games from the past. An easy stocking stuffer or just a gift to a friend. If you're looking for reputable ones, Ambernic and Retroid are two good brands.
Yeah, and I believe you got one of them in the studio. And so what are we playing at the moment on our Ambernic?
Yes, I do. I play a lot of Game Boy Advance games on the train. I also played Earthbound, an old SNES game on it. And it's great because, you know, all those old games, the save game system was always complicated. You had to go to a certain place. You had to ring your dad. In this one, like, it's got the up-to-date sort of upgrades. You press a button, it's a save state. It'll take you right to where you left off. You don't have to worry about going to the Pokemon Center to save, which I thought you always had to do. Apparently not.
It sounds great. And of course, you totally got all the games on there completely 100% legal, and you absolutely owned them beforehand, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. It's 100% legal. My friends in China who sent me these devices for the cheap, I'm sure what they're doing is 100% legal and fine.
Yes.
Don't question it too much.
Yes. Do not question anything. When you hear stuff about Adam and retro games, you listen. But beyond the gaming realm, though, I believe we've got some merch suggestions as well. So what are we doing about merch this year?
So merch-wise, I just wanted to give a little bit of advice to people in general. Gift-giving is one of my favorite activities. I love Christmas. I love birthdays. And I know people struggle with that kind of thing. Like, it's why you might get a lot of gift cards and stuff. But I think if you really want to make someone feel good, just take note of the things they like. If it's a certain video game, a certain anime, something like that, walk into Zing, JB Hi-Fi, EB Games, the hobby stores, and just like they're going to have something there for like $20 even. And I don't know about the listeners, but I would so much prefer somebody put like a tiny bit of thought into a gift they gave me than just a gift card. You know, it shows you're thinking about them. It shows you care about them. For example, I know my brother's into One Piece. He also wears a lot of basketball shirts. I walked into EB Games and there was a one-piece basketball shirt. It couldn't have gone better. So just no stress. Take your time. Look around. It doesn't matter if it's a good or bad one in the end, as long as you're thinking of the person.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, pay attention to what they like and get something that reflects that. They'll be very appreciative.
Yeah, even as much as it disgusts me, even one of those, you know, those pop figurines?
The ones with Funko the big Pops, heads.
Yeah. Like, even one of those. Maybe keep it to 1 year. You don't want to fill their room with them. Yeah. But, like,
I can see the absolute look of disgust on your face.
Yeah, yeah, as long as the thought behind it is pure. Mm.
And I've got to ask you then, we've been asking people on the text line and on Instagram what they want for Christmas. So I've got to ask you, Adam, what do you want for Christmas?
I'm going to be honest. Everything I want for Christmas, I already have. So I don't know, literally, like, exactly that. If, like, people know I'm into weird retro games. So if you went to an EB Games and got me a shirt with Mario on it, I'd be keen on that.
Mm, like, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Okay, well then, the 8-bit Legend of Zelda socks will be in the mail for you, buddy.
Hell yeah.